Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, Senior Services volunteer Jim Hancock shares some delightful stories about his days delivering meals to seniors with Sally McLeod, longtime friend and former Meals on Wheels volunteer coordinator.
Anna, who was an elderly woman, she obviously had a stroke. Because she was well bent over and used a walker and had an impediment in her voice. And I would always spend some time with her when I would take her a meal and put it in the kitchen and just chat and talk for a few minutes. But on this particular day, I went in and put it on the kitchen table, and I noticed a young man was sitting there on the couch with her. And I knew there was something wrong, and I couldn't. So I asked him, I says, "What's going on?" He says, "Mama has fallen several times here.
Oh, goodness.
And we just can't leave her here by herself any longer. So we're moving her, and she's upset." Well, I went over, turned to go talk to her for a few minutes and tell her that I thought it was a good idea, and, you know, miss seeing her, I'll miss her, and so forth. And she was sitting by the door that I was going to go out. And as I went to her, she held a little china pinholder, I would call it. It had a ribbon formed on it that was gold. It was a delightful little piece of china. She held it up to me. She said, "Take it." And I said, "What do you want me to do with it?" She said, "Take it." I said, "Are you going to give this to me?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Anna, why are you giving this to me?" She said, "Because I love you."
Oh, Jim. Hmm.
That little piece of china sits on my desk, and every day I see it, I think of Anna and that delightful old lady that really touched my heart.
Oh,
then another one that I would tell you again was about Stella. And Stella was a big bedridden woman, and her room was so full of trash and just stuff. You couldn't even get in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd get into the foot of the bed, and I'd usually go in and rub her toes or something and talk to her when I'd take her meal to her. Well, and she wore big, thick glasses, you know. This particular day, I walked in, and I said, "Well, Stella, how you doing?" She says, "I'm dying." I said, "What you mean you're dying?" She says, "I'm dying." I said, "Why?" She says, "I'm gone blind. I can't see." And I said, "Well, that was it." And I looked at her, and her glasses were so dirty that you couldn't see her eyeballs.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jim.
I said, "Tell them heavy glasses." So she gave me her glasses, and I hauled them and cleaned them up and gave them back to her. She says, "My God, you give me back my eyesight."
Oh.
I said, "No, I didn't give you back anything. All I did was clean your glasses." And then from then on, when I come see, she says, "I ain't dying today. I cleaned my glasses this morning."
Oh, so Jim.
It was fun, you know.
That is fun.
It really was fun.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salemtown, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.